Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Come on, well, 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 well. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. A fresh word with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and assignment of your daily task. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and God has a powerful word for you today. We are in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. Again, that is the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in to Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday mornings, when I'm live at 7 a.m. Eastern. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, or online on Blog Talk Radio. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss your word and your growth by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the word or the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text and the teaching at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. Again, text the message DF to phone number 33222, or you can just follow online at blogtalkradio.com. Finally, if you are unable to write that down, all of that information plus everything else that you need to know is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. You got that? Oh. Well, come on and let's get into this word today. I'm very excited about this. We're in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21 through 31, reading from the KJV. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand," can't you see this, "over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and cover the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel, last two verses, walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. Hear that again. But the children of Israel walked upon what kind of land? Dry land, in the midst of what? Of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Come on and tell God amen for his word. Our topic for today's daily fire devotion is God will. God will. God will what, Evangelist Attorney Rossi? God will everything. God will do everything. God will make a way. God will answer prayer. God will heal your body. God will open the door for financial blessings. He will bless you with another job if you lost your job. He will cause you to retain your job if you're fearing losing the job you have. He will make a way even if you don't keep that job. Who will? God will. God will what? Everything. Everything that's going on, God will. Everything that you're worried about right now, God will. Everything that you're praying about and every situation that you've been seeking him about, and even as the Egyptians, when you are finding yourself in that catch-22, that rock in a hard place or in between a rock in a hard place situation, the waters of the sea in front of you and your enemy in the situation pursuing behind you and nowhere to go to the right or to the left, God will. Oh, come on and give him praise right now. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 31 that I read unto you, we see the biblical record of the Israelites. They are on their way to the promised land. God had used Moses prior to this time to lead them from the bondage of Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. He had caused the 10 plagues to come upon the Egyptians, and Pharaoh had said, let the people go. But then Pharaoh had thought about this. He was losing all of his slaves, losing his workers, losing his profit. And he said to himself, and I mean P-R-O-F-I-T, wait, I need to go back and get these people back. Despite all of the plagues, despite losing even his own son, he felt like, I just really can't let these people go. So he and his armies pursued the Egyptians. And here they are now at the Red Sea. And the Israelites are looking in front of them, and they see nothing but the Red Sea. Not a pond, not a creek, not a river, not a bridge that you could cross over. They just see the sea, the water, and it is endless. And then they look behind them, and they see Pharaoh and all of his armies, and with his vengeance, he is pursuing them to come and take them back into slavery, and they don't know what they're going to do. So they begin to grumble and to cry out to Moses, you brought us out here to die. There's the Red Sea in front of us. Our enemy is behind us. There is nowhere else to go. What are we going to do? It would have been better if God would have left us in bondage than to bring us out here just to be caught up in this situation, an untenable situation, an unwinnable situation, a situation where we have no outlet. And God spake unto Moses and said, wait. Look, I got this. Do you really think that I would have brought you through everything that I've brought you through only to leave you now? Do you really think that I would have brought you out of the land of bondage, brought you through the plagues, brought you out of the hand of Pharaoh? Do you really think that of all the miracles you've already seen me do, that I would have brought you out here and promised you a promised land flowing with milk and honey only to let you die right now and not even see the promise? God will. So he told Moses to lift forth his hands and to stretch his hands, stretch them forth, and all throughout the night, God began to make the way of escape for the Israelites. He parted the Red Sea. Oh, can't you see this? Are you beginning to understand what in this 15 minutes, the parallel of what I'm teaching you happened then to what God is and will do for you right now? All throughout the night, he parted the Red Sea. He did the impossible to make a way of escape for his children. And so then the Israelites began to cross over on the Red Sea, on the dry land. And it said that on the right and on the left, there was a wall of water, but the children of Israel walked through the water on dry land. Oh, just begin to praise God for that miracle. The children of Israel, are you understanding this, walked through the water. He didn't remove the water. He didn't cast away the sea. He parted the sea. And the children of Israel walked through the midst of their trial, through the midst of their tribulation, through the midst of the situation on dry land. Seeing that, the Egyptians began to pursue them because they did not understand that the miracle was only for the children of God. And because they saw the waters parted, the enemy thought that it too could walk through and pursue God's children on the dry land. But it said the waters converged on them and they died. The Lord, it said, saved children out of the hand of the Egyptians and let them see their enemy dead on the seashore. God will glory. God is that same God today. Whatever it is that you need, God will. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter how big the trial or the tribulation, God will part the sea for you and cause you to walk through it on dry land. And just as the Egyptians saw the victory that God caused upon the children of Israel, your enemies will see the testimony in your life. Your enemies will pursue you, but God will cause them to be converged and drowned in the sea of your victory, in the sea of your testimony. Just as God made a way, just as God did the impossible for the Israelites, God will do the impossible for you. And it said in verse 31, the Israelites feared the Lord. They believed the Lord. Fear the Lord today. Believe the Lord today because your victory is here. Your testimony is here today. As we prepare to go into prayer, I remind you that your answer to every issue is God will. Your answer to every prayer is God will. Your answer to every enemy, every obstacle, every impossibility is God will. Just begin to speak that out right now. The lines are muted. I can't hear you. God will. Just tell yourself, say, God will. Come on and believe that today. Just let the tears flow. Let the release come forth. Whatever you are facing, God will. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. God will do it, I tell you. He is that same God. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we uplift your name. We worship you and we invite you into our atmosphere. God, we praise you for your presence today because, God, you will. You will do everything that we need. You will make a way. You will open doors. You will heal the land. You will unify the nation. You will do whatever we need. You are God. And there's nothing impossible for you. There is not one thing, glory, impossible for you. So God, we submit unto you today. ourselves and our minds, our own issues. We submit our healing and our husbands and wives and our children, grandchildren. We submit our homes and parents. We submit our families and finances. We submit our ministries and businesses and jobs. We submit our situations. We submit our bills. We submit our souls. God, we submit our desires and our mindset. We submit our goals, Father, and our plans, everything to God will. And Father, we remember what you've already done. We remember how you've already made a way and opened doors and how you've already done the miraculous and the impossible. We remember how we were in between a rock and a hard place previously, and we did not know how it would be worked out, but some way and somehow you showed up and the thing was resolved. God, we hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you, God, because you will. We magnify you and we give you praise. God, you will. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah. God will. We say thank you. God will. We say we believe. We fear and we believe. We fear and we believe, God. We fear you because you are magnificent, wonderful, and powerful. You are our prayer and in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, come on and praise God. Praise him for your victory as I prepare to do the altar call and end with your task for today. Come on and magnify him. Wherever you are, just begin to lift your hands and just say, God, you will. I believe you, and I know you will. Give it to him. God, you will. I believe you, and I know you will. Tell him again, God, you will. Hallelujah. For those of you who are in the saints, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are in a rock, in between a rock and a hard place right now, in any situation, and you don't see your way out, and you may even be a Christian, you may even be saved, but even being saved doesn't stop us from at times feeling doubt and feeling alone. I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I repent of forgetting what you've already done in my life. I repent of forgetting how many times you already made a way out of no way. I repent of forgetting the miracles you've already done for me. Glory. The testimonies you already gave me. The many miracles. The many doors. The many times you delivered me out of my situation. Now, Lord, I speak that I believe that you will. Glory. I believe that you will. Glory. I believe, God, that you will. So I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess that Jesus is the Christ. I confess that I am saved. I confess that I am rededicated to you. I confess that I am a winner. I'm victorious. I will celebrate because God will. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ and welcome home for those of you who rededicated. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're spending time with God daily because that is how you stay saved, including your daily fire devotion. Here with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. live on Blog Talk Radio, or if you can't tune in live, follow by texting the message DF, D for daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. So the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. All right, our topic for today is God will. Your task for today is to submit everything to God. God will. And if you missed yesterday's powerful teaching, Go back to rossi.org and listen to the testimony I gave on yesterday's teaching, rawsi.org, on the broadcast page. All right? God's will. Your change is here. I'll see you live tomorrow at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire Devotion. Listen and grow. God will. Yes, He will. Yes, He will today. Glory. Yes, He will. Ah, yes, He will.